Now, regarding baptism, and I am speaking on behalf of the local church here, we do not follow tradition. We follow, dear friends, the Word of God. And if the Word of God says it, we will do it. It's as simple as that. Now, what I'm going to do just for about 3 or 4 minutes is to go through this subject of baptism, and all I want to do is to read the scriptures to show what we're doing tonight is according to the Word of God. Now, first of all, why do we baptize? Would you turn to Matthew chapter 28 and just 2 verses 19 and 20? Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world, or unto the end of the age. Now this was the last command that the Lord Jesus gave to his disciples before he went back to heaven. And he told them to teach all nations, or make disciples of all nations, and then they were to baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Now why baptize them in the name of the Trinity? It was the Father that sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. It was the Son who died on the cross for our sins so that we might be righteously forgiven. It was the Holy Spirit that came into a life that's cleansed from sin that caused the new birth. So can you see, when a person is made right with God, it's the work of the Trinity. Therefore, when we baptize a person, we baptize him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. When Peter first preached the gospel and the congregation cried out, "What must we do?" he said, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." So can you see it, dear friends? Jesus taught it, and they practice it. As simply as that. And that's why we baptize. Secondly, how do we baptize? Now, there are two ways in which various churches baptize. Some people believe that we must sprinkle or pour water over a person. Now, you will agree with me, if it's a matter of sprinkling or pouring water over a person, we only need a little water. For instance, here is a glass of water, and I could baptize a person with that glass of water if it was a matter of sprinkling or applying water. But when it comes to baptism by immersion, it's not a little water. It's much water we need. For instance, I do not want to be facetious tonight, but we couldn't baptize our brother Albert in that glass of water. That would be utterly impossible. So with applying water, it's a little. In baptism by immersion, it is much water. Now, would you turn to John chapter 3? John chapter 3, and it's verse 23. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salem, note this, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. Now, isn't that clear? Again, if it's a matter of applying water to a candidate, we would go to the water. If it's a matter of baptizing him, we would have to go into the water and he would have to be dipped. So if you turn to Acts chapter 8 You will see this on the surface of the text. Acts chapter 8, and we'll read from verse 36. And as they went on their way, they came unto a certain water, and the eunuch said, "See, here is water, what that hinder me to be baptized?" And Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. And when they were come up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught away Philip, and the eunuch saw him no more, and he went on his way rejoicing. Now, isn't that clear and simple? They went into the water and dipped him, baptized him, and then they came up out of the water. So you can see the scriptural way of baptism is by immersion. Now, the third question is this: who should we baptize? Now, there are some people who baptize babies. There are some people who baptize little children. But when you read the scripture, you do not find that babies and children were baptized. If you turn to Acts chapter 8, and if you read the 12th verse, you will see this right on the surface. Verse 12, "And when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." Baptized both men and women. Now that's clear, isn't it? Then you will notice that the people they baptized, if you'll keep that page open, were believers. For if you look at verse 37 of the same chapter, "And Philip said, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." Mayest what? You may be baptized. So can you see, we don't baptize unbelievers. We don't baptize non-Christians. We baptize those who are true believers in the Lord Jesus. And that's why we're baptizing our dear friend Albert. Now, what does it all mean? For instance, tonight, you will see a threefold movement, and it's very beautiful. You will see Albert being dipped in the water by a responsible brother, and he will go completely underneath that water. Then he will go down under the water, so that the whole of his body is immersed, and then he will come up out of the water. Now, what does it all mean? Romans 6, and we'll read from verse 1, and with this I'll close. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is or was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Now, what does it mean? Now, if I can give just an illustration with my spectacle case, when you see Albert going right down in the water, it simply means he's dying to his old life. You see, when we were born in Adam, and we possessed a sinful nature. And when a person becomes a Christian, he's taken out of the family of Adam, and he's brought right into the family of Christ. That's why he's declared righteous. Now, when he goes under the water, it speaks that he's died to that old life once and forever. Now, that old life was governed by the world. Therefore, when he goes down, he's died to the system of the world. That old life was governed by self. So when he goes down in the waters of baptism, he's finished with the self life. Now what do we do with a corpse? Well, my dear friends, you have to bury it. And therefore you will see Albert going right under the water, and it speaks that he has been buried with Christ, and all that was related to his old life is finished with completely. Isn't that marvellous? And then the brother will not leave him there under the water. That would be very sad if he did. He will bring him up very quickly to show he is connected with a new man in heaven. He's connected with a new head, a new Lord. And therefore old things pass away, all things become new, and as you see him coming up out of the water, I'm sure he doesn't mind me saying this, but he's 82. And isn't it lovely? 82 years are all finished. And he's going to come up as a new man to walk in newness of life, and not only walk in newness of life, but to possess eternal life forever and ever. What a wonderful thing it is to be baptized. Now a word for my brothers and sisters. You get baptized in a few minutes. It will take you a lifetime to live it out. Have you been baptized? Yes. Are you living a baptized life? Dead to sin, dead to the world, dead to the law, dead to self, alive unto God. You know, as I said, forgive me, there's always a streak of boyishness in the poor preacher. I'd like to get baptized all over again. But of course, that would be wrong. Only one baptism. But it's lovely to see a man passing through these waters and to see the impact of its teaching upon our lives.